Jekka News, you need to know now.
Dis 'n bewolkte, winderige en nat begin van die week, soos wat die reuse koue front nou ook oor die binneland lê. Ongehoorde enkele winterbuie kan ook verder vandag verwag word oor Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Limpopo en die Noordwes. Pretoria vandag op na 15, Johannesburg 12, Mbombela en Polokwane 19, Emalahleni 18 en Rustenburg 16 grade.
Carly het ons het weet, daar was 'n ongeluk op die N3 site, net voor Linksfieldweg. En Morenay Pieter sê, hey, jylle, die pad na Pretoria toe op die N14 is baie sleg met baie verkeer. Hashtag Bille.
'n 42-jarige polisie-sergeant word vandag in die Bloemfonteinse Landrolshof verwag in verband met 'n vermiste 19-jarige. Kamogela Bakudi is na bewering donderdag ontvoer deur twee mans in 'n bakkie. Hy is nog nie gevind nie en 'n reuse soektog in die Vrystaat na hom geloods. Die identiteit van die tweede verdagte is nog nie bevestig nie. En nuwe navorsing in Brittanje wys dat die oseane donkerder word as gevolg van klimaatsverandering wat see-ekostelsels bedreig. Minder sonlig beïnvloed seegras en plantaardige plankton wat noodsaaklik is vir seelewe en koolstofopname. Kenners sê meer as 20% van die oseane word hierdeur geraak. Ek skryf dit Suza, meer nuus om 9.
Well, I think all the Bafana Bafana results have been slightly confusing for fans not too close to the game, and that's because the squad is split between international friendlies with the, let's call it A squad, coached by Hugo Bruges, and the Kusafa Cup squad with Vela Kumalo, the coach, and those are mostly fringe players. On Friday, Hugo Bruges oversaw a goalless draw against Tanzania in a friendly at the Peter Mokaba Stadium. On Saturday, very next day, the Kusafa Cup side beat Zimbabwe 2-0 at the Free State Stadium, South Africa's second in Group A in the Kusafa Cup, one behind Mozambique. Tomorrow, the Kusafa Cup team takes on Mauritius at 3 o'clock, and at 7:30, same day, Hugo Bruges' side plays Mozambique in a friendly. Now, all of this has happened without the Mamelodi Sundowns players, who yesterday set off from OR Tambo for the FIFA Club World Cup in the US. Masandawana are in Group F alongside Korean side Ulsan, German giants Borussia Dortmund, and Brazilian team Fluminense. They open their opening matches against Ulsan next Wednesday. Talking about the airport, Vodacom Bulls, they fly at 22:10 this morning for that big final against Leinster in the URC. Gerda Steyn cemented her place as South Africa's undisputed ultramarathon queen, claiming a historic fourth Comrades title in Durban. Tete Dijana put the disappointment of last year behind him, claiming a third Comrades title as well. Former security guard stopping the clock in 5 hours, 25 minutes and 28 seconds. And this is not a great story. A search is currently underway for Moira Harding, who's a female runner who vanished after completing the Comrades yesterday. She's believed to have completed the race just before 5 p.m. and has not been seen since. A family friend confirmed that she's from Komiki in Cape Town, last seen wearing a yellow running vest, black and white stripes in the middle, bearing her Comrades number, and black tights. If you've seen her, if you have any information, reach out to the Comrades Association or to the powers that be. There is a number here, and I'll see if you can't post it on jacarandafm.com as well, just so you can help if you've noticed, maybe have seen a face, also something untowards if you're one of the runners.
Sure.
Not a great story, but that's your sport.
Jacaranda FM plays you love like this.
I know I shouldn't say what's up. I heard you went and met someone, but I got a little cold beer buzz and he ain't here right now. I bet you if I took your hand, we had a neon night slow dance, you'd be getting to forgetting all about him.